I want to welcome you to the Church and Ministry class. Hi, my name is Henry Reinga, the president of Christian Leaders Institute. I've also been a pastor for 20-some years now, starting back in 1987. And I'm excited about this class. Some people wonder, what's the difference between church and ministry and pastoral care and marriage? And let me just, first of all, start with that. Church and ministry basically is core to pastorness. It's those things that we do as pastors, like we do weddings, we do funerals. It's the general spiritual counsel directly as what we would call pastoring. That would be sort of the normal life and the normal functions of being a pastor and a leader in a local church. It has to do with like some of the government issues of a local church, like issues of board meetings and elders and stuff like that. It has to do with specific needs that pastors have to address, such as grief needs. There'll even be a section in this class on ministry to survivors of suicide. And in this class, we will also deal with ministry to the disabled. We'll encourage you to write a meditation for a marriage ceremony and even a funeral meditation to someone who, or to a family who's bereaving. So this is the sort of class that much of what you do as a pastor will be somehow addressed in this class. Not all of it, and there will be the pastoral care marriage class that will function, and these classes will overlap a little bit, but overall, this is a class that deals with pastoring. Pastoring the traditional biblical model. And as we think about that at Christian Leaders Institute, if you're around here very much, you've heard of the seven connections. And what those seven connections are basically, you know, we relate to God in a talking, listening, repeated relationship. And we believe, you know, talking is prayer to God. Listening is that Bible piece. Repeatedly is these habits of doing that. And we also talk in that discipleship mode about that you think about those habits of talking, listening, repeatedly, interacting with seven connections, seven areas of connection. And the first connection is personally. The next connection is in marriage. The next connection is in family. The next connection is in the small groups or friends. The next connection is with at the church level, the worship service. The next connection is the kingdom level, where, you know, what's talking and listening repeatedly at the kingdom level. Well, in some ways, that's what CLI is about. It's talking about a relationship with God, so that you as a pastor know how to relate to God and how to minister to others who are relating to God. And then in connection six, what do other professors, what do other people say, what do books say, what does the Church of Christ say for 2,000 years? That's connection six. And then there's connection seven, and that's the connection for evangelism, reaching people. Now, when you're a pastor, you'll find that all of your activity goes in one of those connections. That's right. And you're going to be dealing with a lot of situations. Now, as I read through this, try to, in your mind, ask yourself, what connection do these situations fit in? Depression. You're right, connection one. You know, drug addiction, that's a one connection. Sexual struggles, well, that's a connection two issue. It could be in marriage. It could even be at a friendship or a association with other person level. That would be the connection two, you and one other person, or a prisoner and another person. Sin, well, you know, if you look at sin, you go, there's affairs, homosexuality, cold marriages, changing marriages. Those are all in that connection too, that sexual sin, struggles. Sloth issues, that's the connection one. Parent-child breakdown. Pastors have stuff like that. Well, that's connection three. grief counseling. That could be connection one, two, or three. You could be ministering to people personally. There could be a family grieving. There could even be a church grieving. That could be a connection five, connection four, small groups, and connection five. Suicide threats or suicide, connection one, conflict. Oh, that could be all over the map. Bitterness. Often we think of that as a connection one issue. There are going to be tough questions that as a pastor you'll be asked about. Ethical, political. Ooh, political. That almost feels like the big kingdom connection six issues. There will be personal God's will decisions. There will be medical issues. Permission issues where people will want to do something and they're not going to do it until they talk to the pastor. There's career counseling. There's a man plan for a young man who's wondering what to do, a woman plan for a young woman. There's spiritual direction. As you look at these various things, you'll see your ministry effectiveness comes in a whole range of things. So, and I'm just going to pick a few more out, like the parent-children relationship. You're going to find that so often as a pastor. You're going to find grief issues. You're going to find courtship issues. Now, macro and micro issues, such as, okay, people come to church, believers are connecting together, and they're looking for partners and mates. And as a pastor, you're going to be connecting people. But you're going to be connecting people in that understanding of balance that everything works together. There is people come to your church with having previous church issues. You know, they got frustrated. They all of a sudden come back, and now you're going to be ministering through some of these things. There's going to be bitternesses that you don't even know what people bring to the table when they come to your church. You know, I often joke at pastors' conferences and various, wouldn't it be neat if someone comes to your church, they get a questionnaire, and they fill out all their bitternesses that they've had in their past, whether it's from family or whether it's previous churches or if they had gone or whether it's previous work relationships or previous relationships, just to know where the landmines is as you're ministering to people. So the church and ministry class, we're going to be dealing with a lot of issues relating to the whole tapestry of human existence. As people, believers, come in, and many times seekers who are not believers yet, one of the sections in this class is just simply about giving a gospel presentation, how to minister, how to bring someone into a walk with God. A home discipleship community model basically keeps addressing those seven connections. Those seven connections where each connection has a God piece. If you're married, for instance, a Christian marriage has a praying and a Bible and a directing from the Lord side to it as well. If you have a family, there's those habits and patterns. That's a godly family, a covenantal family, if you will. If you have friends, you associate with believers like they did in the book of Acts. In your worship service, what is a worship service? A worship service is just a more complicated form of talking and listening. All the worship songs, you know, many of them are very much vertical. They're prayers. Some of them, God is speaking, so there's like a scripture passage that's to song, and then we are encouraged that way. A sermon is really speaking from God's Word. You see the dialogue. Even in the Kingdom Connection, Connection 6, you see the discussions about talking and listening as fundamental in how we think of theology and think of the world. In Connection 7, evangelism, you know, the whole wide world is out there, and we are to be a missional church, a reaching church for people who do not know God. So, in this home discipleship, so to speak, model, essentially, what it's all about is as we walk with God and help others walk with God, we as a pastor lead a community and build a culture of people who walk with God, who are the body of Christ, and we are called to be leaders in that body. So a home discipleship model looks at our steps to see ourselves honestly in the light of Scripture in all of the connections. It's about biblical love. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians 13, if I have tongues and I have knowledge and I have everything, but I have not love, I have nothing. In this model, the church as a community is a place of accountability and encouragement that It's a balanced community. It's a community that basically relates to each other. And I'll give you a practical example of why this is very important. You know, a lot of people are like sort of going down a direction of saying, okay, if I have a relationship with God in connection, one, personally, why do I need church? Or if I have my husband or my wife and I, my husband and I relate to God, why do I need to relate to anybody else? Or maybe we have our family and we do our family devotions and I really don't have to engage with the other believers. That is not biblical. The Bible is about the body of Christ is the church. And the church is for every man, woman, and child who names the name of Jesus. And as we relate to God, we relate in all of these connections. And it's important that we keep these connections in good balance. You know, in recently in the American, in the international church scene, you'll see a lot of these balances. And I'll give you an example of an unbalancedness or something that's not balanced. Is you'll see like the church is about the worshiping community, the church service that happens on Sunday. So everything is about that. But then the home life is not supported. Now what happens is the home becomes out of balance then, or the church becomes out of balance. They become out of balance in different ways. And if that happens, you'll find people will look at church as sort of entertaining and be spectators, but they will not be players in their personal life, their marriage, their family. So as a pastor, we're looking for that balance. You know, I love those balanced passages in the Bible, and there are many. Later on, in another class that you may be taking here about how to plant a church and maybe not, but I'll give you a little insight from that class. It talks about how a elder or deacon must be sincere, balanced, not too much wine. Now, okay, the idea there is balance. In Ecclesiastes 7, do not be over righteous, neither be over wise. Why destroy yourselves? Do not be over wicked. Do not be a fool. Why die before your time? It is good to grasp the one and not let go of the other. The man who fears God avoids all extremes. And in the church of God too, these seven connections in balance as a pastor are kind of a good way to sort of see really the operating system of your church ministry. You know, I'm going to conclude by just throwing out some various terms here. And again, this is just for you to sort of be introduced to the seven connections, those relational connections, and think about how we have words that already sort of talk this. I'm going to make up a few words just for fun. Well, we've had personhood. That's connection one. We could also have singlehood. That's somebody who's not married. And as a pastor, you're going to minister to people who are single. Or marriagehood. That's not a word. But if you're married, you're in that state and you need ministry not only as a person, but also in marriage. How about husbandhood and wifehood? That's right. As a pastor, you will many times speak a word to a husband on how to be a better husband before the face of God, or a more supportive and better wife before the face of God. There's friendship, you know, friendshiphood. I could probably add that word. How to be a friend, like a friend is talked about in the book of Proverbs. There's fatherhood, that is a word, and motherhood, and that's that connection three word. Notice, these words are in those connections. There's childhood. If, you know, how do we encourage people within our congregation in that role of childhood? There's, you know, I'm going to make up another word here, grandfatherhood and grandmotherhood. And again, that's in that connection three, how to be a loving and supportive grandparent to even, you know, children of your children. There's friendshood. That's right. If you hang around with a group of friends, how do you create pure culture that honors God? Here's some other ones. How about church memberhood? That's right. If someone attends your church, where are those expectations? Where are those things that make going to a church encouraging and supportive in someone's life? Now, in a church, you need leaders. So, leaderhood or followerhood. What makes a good church member? Someone who is just there, who's following the program, not divisive, not going against the leader. What about a leader? How do servant leaders serve in the church? What are the roles? How does it function? Kingdomhood. That's right. You know, a lot of times, a sermon is a combination of connection five, sort of, like you're preaching to a church, but it's also you're preaching from knowledge of theology, and maybe you read a book, and you're bringing in the kingdom of God, God's kingdom, the talking about talking and listening repeatedly, so to speak, and you're bringing it to the church level, you're bringing it to friends, you're sharing it one-on-one, kingdomhood. And then last, witnesshood, or evangelism, or the worldhood, you know, what about missions? All of these things are connections that function in a church. So when we talk about the church and ministry class, we are going to function within the grid of these seven connections. And you'll find everything you do has everything to do with that balance. If all of a sudden you pick one area, let's say the worship service, and make it everything, and you forget the roles that people play within your church, that can be very dangerous, and you could put things out of balance. So as we are looking in this next church and ministry class, we're going to have this as our operating system. It's the same operating system that you've learned about if you've taken the evangelism and discipleship class. It's the operating system that's very, very historic. These words and these concepts and these roles are all over the Bible. They're everywhere in the Bible, and you can place most stories and most encouragements in one of these seven connections. And these connections always were in this beautiful balance. This balance that serves God and that serves one another. So welcome to the church and ministry class. I trust that you are going to have a great year.